Today on A Moment of Science, we present yet another scientific tidbit that will help you impress your friends and colleagues.
Hey, Yael. I'm a friend and a colleague.
Okay, Don. So you're standing around the water cooler and the conversation turns to comets, as it is wont to do. Well, odds are that the person you're talking with already knows that comets are kind of like giant dirty snowballs.
Oh, I know. Comets are made of ice chunks, frozen gases, and embedded organic material.
Right. And this frozen part is known as the comet's nucleus. Now, when a comet approaches the sun, some of those ices turn into gases, and the comet develops an atmosphere known as, get this, a coma.
A comet with a coma.
Right. The coma contains gases and the dust particles that used to be embedded in all that ice.
So does the coma grow as the comet gets closer to the sun?
Yep. So while a comet's nucleus is relatively small, a few miles long at most, a comet's coma can extend for hundreds of thousands of miles. Not only that, but the coma is bombarded by sunlight and high-speed solar particles, or solar wind, which blow all that gas and dust away from the sun.
So that's why comets have a tail.
Why they have two tails, a gas tail and a dust tail that point in slightly different directions. The pressure from solar wind also explains why comets' tails always point away from the sun, regardless of the direction the comets are moving.
So the solar wind must be moving faster than the comet.
You got it.
Yael, you really are an interesting friend and coworker.
Science does that to a person.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.